you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
All right, you ready? Okay. It's the spring of 2017. I just lost my job. The woman I love has left me. And there's an eviction notice posted on my apartment door. And I'm laughing. It's the summer of 2018. I'm unhoused and all out of money. I have to move back to my parents' house where 11 other people are living. And I'm laughing. It's the fall of 2019. I'm on the verge of losing another job. The company I helped start is in deep financial trouble, and I haven't slept in like a year. And I'm laughing. Don't get me wrong, every time I laugh during these moments, I'm terrified. My heart is sinking each time that life is getting worse. But it feels like someone with a masochistic sense of humor is writing the TV show of my life. That's something that started when I was a kid. My parents both worked, and the streets of Southeast LA were often too gangster for me. TV was my escape, my babysitter, my happy place. And it's just how I view the world sometimes, especially when life gets scary, like in the winter of 2020.
Blanca. Filmed before a live studio audience.
Manuel and Elvia Galindo bought a small house with a big lot on Imperial Highway in the summer of 96 and moved in with their five children. Though most of the kids moved away, in the past 12 years, the Galindo children returned with reinforcements. Paul, the oldest, got married and had three kids. Cynthia, the only daughter, had a child of her own. As Manuel and Elvia's family grew, the little house expanded with it. Now, in the winter of 2021, the Galindo compound is home to five generations of Mexican-American greatness and a total of 12 Galindos. And that's Blanca, a little shaggy white dog and the hero of this story.
Let's go, baby.
Twelve years ago, Blanca was given to the daughter Cynthia as a therapy dog. She needed it. What surprised everyone was that Blanca instantly fell in love with a man who was a stranger to her.
Oh, he's so shiny.
But there was something about Eric, who was at the time visiting his family for the weekend. Maybe it was his curly red hair. Maybe it was his perfectly symmetrical, beautiful belly.
Yeah.
Or maybe Eric just needed Blanca to help heal with trauma, too.
Oh, he's so shiny.
Because she ran right into his arms. She didn't know why or how she even knew. but Blanca felt it was a mutual, unconditional, and instantaneous kind of love she got from Eric. From then on, Blanca and Eric were besties. Blanca loved walks more than almost anything. Except for maybe Eric, his sister Cynthia, Blanca's official person, and her son Angel, Blanca's human brother. But ever since Eric moved back home, he was her favorite walking companion.
Come on, baby. Try and keep up.
These past 5 years, Eric, a notoriously slow walker, was the only one who truly matched Blanca's pace. Sometimes, she even slowed down for him. But lately, Blanca was the slow one. Whew.
You want to take a break?
Blanca knew for some time now that her best days were behind her. But today, today was the first day she had ever felt like this. She was fading. And unless she did something about it, her walking days would be over.
I'm Eric Galindo, and this is Wild.
A show about what it's like to grow up during the pandemic. Season one. Home forever.
Had loves before.
Blanca decided on that walk that she would get back into shape. The decision gave her a boost of adrenaline that propelled her the rest of the way home. Only something else felt off.
I know. Don't worry. It's probably allergies.
Allergies, of course. Those pesky allergies had been around the Galindo house lately by the sound of it. Blanca wondered for a second what an allergies was. And if maybe she should bite it later.
Hey, stop. No pulling.
There it was. The fire in her bestie's voice. Everything was going to be fine, Blanca thought to herself. Everything was not fine.
Mom, ¿dónde vas? You can't leave.
Cálmate. Solo voy a la marqueta.
No puedes ir a ningún lado hasta que lleguen los resultados. Ni debes de salir del cuarto.
Ay, Eric, eres bien miedoso. Estoy bien. Tu papá está bien. Todo está bien.
Todo no estaba bien.
Estoy... Ya me pegó la tos y está muy seca, como dicen ahí. Blanca. Mamá, ¿y mi papá dónde está?
Durmiendo, en el cuarto, como siempre.
Vamos para adentro. Le mando un mensaje a la Cintia. ¿Qué necesitabas tú a ver de la tienda? Ella te lo trae.
Ay, no. Tú no sabes cómo se siente ser prisionera en mi misma casa.
¡Hum!
Blanca's plan to get in shape involved 4 steps. 1, drink plenty of water. 2, run around Cynthia's room. 3, scratch your ears. Oh yeah, that's the spot. Oh, 4, do it 10 more times. She did not do it 10 more times.
Take the exit toward Queen Mary.
Blanca had awoken from her nap to find herself in Eric's car on a car ride. Blanca loved car rides.
Sorry, Blanca. I didn't want to leave you with Grandma and Grandpa. You know, they're sick. You don't want to get sick. You're too old to get sick, baby. Exactly.
Turn left and then continue straight for 1 mile.
Maybe it would be okay if she couldn't really take walks anymore. If she could just take car rides.
Oh, you're so excited.
You have arrived.
Calm down. Be nice, Blanca. Be nice. This tester, test, what do you guys call yourselves?
Marina.
Oh, right. Marina isn't going to hurt us. Be nice.
Pull your mask down from your nose. I'm going to shove this thing all the way inside until you feel like... Exactly.
Okay. All right. You're all up in there. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All done.
Thank you.
You bet. Your results should arrive pretty quickly if you got COVID. Maybe not at all if you don't.
The excitement of exploring new sights and smells was too much for Blanca. She didn't even notice that, despite the beautiful beach scenery, the hilarious tester woman, and the vibes, this was a dystopian place. Blanca didn't see the sick people in cars, the scared people in hazmat suits. She didn't smell the chemicals of the tests. All she could really think about in that moment was about how long, luxurious walks were way better than any car ride.
Okay. I guess we go, Blanca. Maybe we can pass by the beach, kill some time. I mean, maybe this text message won't even come. Shit.
Positively shocking. See what I did there? Oh, don't give me that. This is awkward. What does one say to a COVID haver? Please go now.
Wild. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Now back to the show.
Almost everyone in my home was an essential worker during the pandemic. My dad, Manuel, ran a big fruit distribution wholesaler. My brothers worked in transportation and security. My sister, Cynthia, as a dental assistant. I was a journalist reporting often from the front lines of 2020. And the family dog, Blanca, kept us all sane and happy during all of it. We avoided COVID all the way until Christmas of 2020, right when the vaccines were coming out. Then suddenly Christmas was canceled. No tamales, no Nochebuena, no grapes on New Year's. It was just me and my parents at first, locked in a room. It was the last room in the back of the house with a private restroom and access to the backyard, and a door at the other end blocking us off from Blanca, Cynthia, and the rest of the Galindos. We called it the COVID room. Original Gold Snaps, run first.
Eric wasn't the only one who got positive test results back. His parents, Elvia and Manuel, also came back positive. This threw everyone in the house into a panic. Cynthia, a natural caretaker and also a medical professional, was left to pick up the pieces. But the news left her overwhelmed.
Eric! What should we do? What do you need?
You should go get tested. And whatever you do...
Cynthia, mija.
Amá? Blanca, stop. Eric, what were you saying?
Make sure...
Dime cuentas del mundo afuera. Tu hermano no nos deja salir del cuarto.
Eric, what were you saying?
Pues sí, el Eric is saying...
Cynthia, you need to...
¿Qué traen con tanto ruido?
Dad, go back to sleep. You're high risk.
Why is everyone making a big deal? This isn't a big deal.
I mean, these people. Even among the chaos, with her little heart breaking somewhat, Blanca realized she was not going for a walk with her boy Eric anytime soon.
I can't really overstate how much Blanca loved to go on walks. If she didn't go out twice a day, she would be grumpy. If she didn't go out at least once, she would beg. Even though I had bigger problems at the moment, like my lungs filling with fluid, I was really worried about my Blanca. All she really wanted to do was break into the COVID room to be by my side. But as a walking buddy, even as a companion during the day, I wasn't an option anymore. Original
girlfriend. Angel, baby, your grandparents are too much.
Who's your good girl?
I'm trying. I mean, what?
Oh, you like the belly rub. You like the belly rub. Oh, you good girl.
Oh, you mean her.
Ah, Blanca loved belly rubs. And hey, human brother Angel was one of the best at it. Maybe Angel could be Blanca's new walking buddy.
Put your mask on, son. You're going to your dad's.
Why? What happened?
So can I come home?
No, Angel. Not until 10 days are up. Sorry, Papi. We're going to go get tested again.
Why?
The doctor said we need to keep getting checked until, I don't know, when it's all over.
I'm just scared. I wish there was something I could do.
I know, baby. But just pray to God and have faith everything will be good.
Okay. Bye, Mom.
I love you.
Love you.
When you are near me, my heart skips a beat. I can hardly stand on my own two feet. Because I love you, I love you, I do. Angel baby, my angel.
When Angel left, I don't know, started to feel real. Like we were making moves for a long battle. Blanca lost access to her backup walking buddy. My sister had to be away from the love of her life. And the rest of the Galindos started to show cracks. There was tension, depression, at least from what those of us in the COVID room could tell. We had such little information, just food dropped off at the back door. It was so quiet sometimes. Then again, my parents were still my parents.
Original gold.
Hicimos caldo de pollo. Please try to eat.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Pero did you use the dark meat?
Dude, can we just eat? ¿Por qué tienen que renegar por todo?
Tú sabes que a tu papá le gusta con la pierna. Mejor me voy yo a hacerlo bien.
No. No.
Mom, don't. You better leave the laundry and get back inside.
Cynthia, cálmate. Calm down. I am inside. Shh.
Dad, you gotta try to drink this tea.
I hope she made it right. The Facebook said it basicamente cura COVID.
The Facebook tea was ginger, cinnamon, purple onion, garlic, manzanilla, hierbabuena, limon, honey, and cloves.
Wow. This is disgusting tea.
¿Qué? Pues es science.
The tea did not cure COVID.
Yo, we were trying everything. It's easy to roll your eyes at home remedies, but in immigrant households, home remedies are a go-to. And it wasn't just trying to cure COVID with a nasty tea. The panic made us try all the crazy shit everyone was doing. 5 hours of sun, handfuls of zinc, all of these pills and vitamins. Ugh. God bless my sister and the rest of the family who were all trying to get us whatever they could to help us poor saps in the COVID room. Then one shit day, it happened. The people who were trying to help me and my parents get better got worse. My sister Cynthia and every other Galindo, save my nephew Angel, who was still away at his dad's, got COVID. All 11 of us left in the house now had it. And my poor little dog Blanca was left alone and desperate.
To love.
Google, play WandaVision. Sorry, Blanche. You can't come in here, Mama. Blanca, don't take this the wrong way. But it's not because I don't want you to come in here. You have no idea how much I want to hug you right now. And pet you and hold you. And tell you how much I love you. How much I've always loved you. How much I will never stop loving you. (sighs) 80% of people are fine. What happens to those other 20%, you know? What's 20% of 12? It's 12 people in one house. Shit. Those odds are starting to look a little sus, Monks. Just a little sus. When this is all over, it's going to be so beautiful. But I just want you to know, you know, I'm just saying, I love you, and that love is never going anywhere.
Blanca pressed her body against the door and tried to consume Eric's pain for him. She could feel the aches in his joints, the tightness in his chest, his relentless weakness. Then she felt him get up and walk away from the door. Blanca was pleased. She had remembered her training as a therapy dog and helped her best pal get stronger. This obsession with getting into walking shape had blinded her. She knew now that it was time to help heal the whole Galindo family. And hey, if that resulted in having her walks back, well, never mind that. For now, she ran, eager to the living room to wait for her patients. She had no idea that Eric had gone to his room to prepare for the worst. That night, Blanca fell to sleep waiting for Cynthia to come home.
Come on, baby.
She dreamt of a walk in a beautiful garden. In another room, Eric took powerful steroids through a nebulizer, and Cynthia's oxygen dropped, forcing the team at Kaiser to act quickly to stabilize her.
And just like TV, all the worst parts happen off screen. And then, deus ex machina, suddenly everything is better.
Blanca.
The baby. You the baby? Oh, I know, baby. I missed you too. But everything's all right. Everything's gonna be all right.
Everything really was.
Cynthia, mijita, te hice chorizo con papas.
Thank you, Mom. What's with the mask?
Mijita, I'm so glad you're home.
Dad? You're wearing a mask too?
Your brother says we should keep them on until you guys are past your 10 days.
El Eric es bien miedoso.
Blanca! 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 Blanks! Blanquita! Hey, I'm not a scary cat. I just believe in science. Logic. Now come here, baby. Who you good girl? Who you good girl for her baby? Who you good girl for her papa? Mama! Come on, kiss. Come on, kiss, papa.
Eric, no la chipilees.
Huh, está bien chiqueada.
This is perfect. This is what I wanted all along. To lay here in this love. The walks were great, but this is my dream. All the people I love in one room.
Run it, run it, run it, run it.
Blanca started to fade into a slippery piece. This was the feeling she'd been fighting for almost a month now. It had come to her one day, and then again, over and over. She felt that she had to fight it. Because they needed her, the loves of her life.
Oh my God!
Her people, her family.
How you all doing?
Look at them now. They're so strong. I'm so proud of them. And I've been here for so many years. It's my time now. And I think they know how much I love them and care about them. So much so that I stuck it out until I made sure each and every one of them was gonna be okay. And I can rest now. And they will always know, no matter what, my love will always stay.
Ba 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 Blanca.
But this isn't TV. In real life, happy endings come at a price. If 80% of COVID havers are relatively fine, Blanca must have been my unexpected 20%. I've lost a lot of cherished people in my life, some to COVID, and each time I was able to cope and heal. Still, when Blanca died, I felt like I'd never have any joy in my life again. Often it was hugging Blanca that helped me deal with losses like those. And without her, Blanca taught me many things. But these three will always stick with me. How to love unconditionally. How to fight for that love. And when it's time to let go of all that pain. It's the summer of 2021. And I'm watching my niece Dinah's freshman basketball team play in a game in person. with the crowd indoors at the Downey High Gymnasium. And my niece's team is getting destroyed. I don't know who or where the visiting team is from, but they can ball. They are stealing almost every possession. They get every rebound. They put up buckets. And us Downey fans have to watch as our girls are getting beat 41-0. Suddenly, there's 60 seconds on the clock, and the coach is putting my niece back into the game. So I start yelling from the stands, "Put up the ball! Any chance you get, shoot it!" Before long, everyone in the crowd is yelling at the Downey girls, "Shoot the ball!" Now there's 15 seconds left. Dinah's put up a clean-ass shot that just rims out. It happens, you know, physics is a dick sometimes. But then Dinah gets the loose ball and kicks it out to an open teammate. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Swoosh. The crowd goes wild. We lost 41-2, but those 2 points on a hot summer day out in the world with people felt like we were all Victor Gonzalez winning Game 7 of the World Series. And that's the feeling I'm taking into the new world. Thanks for listening to Wild. I hope you enjoyed your stay. Please rate and review us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Tip your taqueros. I'll catch you outside. This episode of Wild was written and directed by me, Eric Galindo.
It was produced by me, Marina Pena.
And produced and sound designed by me, Megan Tan.
It was engineered, mixed, and mastered with love by your boy, Eduardo Perez.
It starred Mala Munoz, Andrea Pazmino, Vanessa Arcia, Eduardo Perez, Dinah Galindo, and Angel Galindo, with guest appearances by Shaka Mali, Victoria Alejandro, Lushik Waba, Megan Tan, and Marina Pena.
I'm Megan Tan. I'm the senior producer of Wild.
I'm Victoria Alejandro.
And I'm Lushik Waba.
And we're the producers.
I'm Marina Pena, the associate producer and fact checker.
I'm Shaka Mali, the associate producer at large and announcer.
I'm Jessica Pilot, and I am the talent producer.
I'm Antonia Cerejido.
And I'm Leo G.
And we are the executive producers.
Shout out to Marissa Klug-Morataya for shooting our album art, and to Steve Rosa for the assist. Special thanks to Zach Lupton and Taylor Kaufman for our Blanca Show Within a Show theme song. The Wild theme song you've been hearing all season is I Got Everything by Ms. 007.
I'm Andy Cheatwood, Director of Product Development, and my team built our website, LAist.com.
And shout out to the digital team and our marketing team who also created our branding. Wild is a production of LAist Studios. Special thanks to the team over there, including
Taylor Kaufman, Operations Manager and Podcast Sidekick.
Kristen Hayford, the Brand Communications Manager for Southern California Public Radio, making sure Wild is listened to and subscribed to. Share with your friends.
I'm Andy Orozco, Marketing Manager.
I'm Kristen Miller, and I'm the Capo D2D copy.
No, I'm not a fan of the mob. That's just what Eric asked me to say. I'm actually the Chief Content Officer.
And special shout out to the train that passes by LAist Studios that made me and Eduardo Perez relive our childhood of playing basketball out on the streets where, like, we had to stop and be like, car! Except in this case, we had to stop recording and say, train! This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. I'm Eric G. Woo! I definitely nailed it.
LAist Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.